Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in this, recorded in the Psalms of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God that's on a missionary journey. Hallelujah to God. I'm Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Horsley. Yes. We'll be for starting off the facilitation. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, hallelujah to today. Hallelujah to today is Friday. It's the 22nd day of December. That means that it's about exactly 3 days until Christmas Day in the morning. Hallelujah to God. I'm excited about Jesus. They say that there's an octave air coming. A lot of places in the country is going to have a white Christmas. Hallelujah to God. Good time to be out and challenging the element. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be here today. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for our minister, Mary, opening up today and standing at the helm at they're controlling the switches. Hallelujah to God. And everybody that is here, it is necessary that you're here because you're going to make this program what it is on this 22nd day of December. Hallelujah to God. I'm not going to run. I'll keep going on and on and on. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen.
Glory, glory. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Let me start that again. Go ahead.
Is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning, oh God. Oh God, thanking you once again for waking us up, oh God. Oh God, with your finger of love and mercy. Lord, we want to thank you that we woke up this morning in our right minds. We want to thank you this morning, Lord, that the blood is yet running warm in our veins. We want to thank you this morning, oh God, that we have our health and strength. Lord, we want to thank you this morning for our loved one, our spouses, our children and grands, family and friends. Lord, we want to thank you this morning, oh God, because you continue, oh God, to be so faithful. Morning by morning, Lord God. Oh, God, you are so faithful, oh, God. Your mercies, oh, God, endure, oh, God, to all generations. Lord, you're just so great, and you're so greatly to be praised. Lord, from the rising of the sun, hallelujah, to the going down of the same. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the praise. You are the only wise, true, and living God. You're the eternal God, the almighty God, the El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. Lord, we want to thank you for being our good shepherd. We want to thank you for every provision, oh God, that you provided for us down through the years, even up until this time. We want to thank you for your divine protection, oh God. Lord, we'll never forget, Lord,
oh God, what you've done for us. We'll never forget, oh God, how you saved us out of our sins. We want to thank you, God, for being so good. Oh God, we will never forget, oh God, how you brought us out of the muck and the mire. Oh God, we'll never forget, oh God, how you have placed our feet on a rock to stay. Oh God, we will never forget, oh God, that it was you who brought us out of the world of sin. You brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear darling son, Jesus. Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to give you the glory. We want to give you the honor, Lord. Thank you for the blood this morning. Lord, we know without the shedding of your blood, there'll be no remission of our sins. We want to thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, that you died on our behalf. Oh, God, we thank you that you rose on the third day. Lord, we want to thank you today, God, that now we have victory over the grave and we have victory over death. We want to thank you, Jesus, because you rose and justified us, oh, God, that we have the power now over sin, disease, and death. Lord, we want to thank you on this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, for salvation. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for all the benefits of salvation. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless your holy name, for you forgive all of our sins. Lord, you heal with us of all of our diseases. Lord, we want to thank you this morning, oh God, for being so gracious. Thank you for renewing our youth as the eagle. Lord, we want to thank you today. Oh God, we're lifting our eyes up into the hills from whence cometh our help this morning. Our help is coming from you, oh God, for you are the maker of heaven and earth. Glory be to God. Lord, we lift you up this morning. There's no one like you, oh God. Thank you for your everlasting love. Oh God, you said in your word that it's by your loving kindness that you have drawn us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you this morning. We want to ask you to forgive us of our sins. Search our hearts, oh God. If you find any wicked way, God, take it out in the name of Jesus. Purify our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask this morning, oh God, that you forgive us of sins known as well as unknown. Oh God, we ask that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you this morning, oh God. Oh God, we trust you with our lives. Lord, we know you're able, oh God. And we want to thank you, God. Help us to remember, oh God. Oh God, that we should be reflections of you everywhere we go. Lord, help us to reflect who you are. Help us to be good stewards over the gifts that you've given us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be good ambassadors and share this glorious gospel wherever we go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, help us to remember that we are chosen vessels. Oh God, help us to remember, oh God, that we are a holy nation. Help us to remember, oh God, that we are a royal priesthood. Lord, help us to remember this morning, oh God, that we should show forth your praises, oh God. Help us to remember that we are peculiar people, God. In the name of Jesus, sanctify our hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh God, keep us from the filth of this world. Jesus, oh Jesus, help us to remember to put on the whole armor of God so that we could stand against the wiles of the enemy, that we could stand against the tricks and the cunning devices of the enemy. Lord, we ask you this morning, oh God, help us to be dressed for this battle, Lord. For as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Lord, we thank you today, God. We are so grateful, oh God. Oh God, we know that the best is yet to come, Lord. Help us to remember, oh God, that through you we are more than conquerors. Help us to remember, oh God, on this morning, oh God, that if God, you be for us, who can be against us? Help us to remember, oh God, that we are, oh God, that we are, oh God, we are the apple of your eye. Help us to remember today, oh God, that we should show forth your praises. Oh God, we thank you today, Lord, oh God, for all of your goodness, for you are so great, Lord. And you are so greatly to be praised. We worship you, God. We worship your holiness. We worship, oh God, your righteousness. We worship your faithfulness. We worship your splendor. We worship who you are, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. You are the Alpha and Omega, oh God. You are Abba, Father. Oh God, we could cry out to you anytime. We want to thank you for loving us first, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for you called us unto yourself. Lord, you say, he that cometh unto you, Lord, you will in no wise cast out. Oh God, we cast all of our cares on you this morning, Lord. Oh God, we come, oh God, knowing that you are able to hear and answer our prayers. Oh God, we thank you, for this is the confidence that we have in you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray, for we pray according to your word and to your will. Lord, we thank you. Bless Pastor Bundage in a mighty way, God, as she's on a missionary journey with Pastor Scholastica. Lord, bless the people in Africa. We pray for the peace in Israel. We pray for the peace in the United States in Africa. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for your peace in the Middle East, oh God. We pray for your peace in Europe and in Asia. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray the war in Ukraine and Russia would cease. Lord, bless those people, oh God, in a mighty way that's involved in that terrible war. Lord, we pray that you would provide all that the people need there in Russia and Ukraine. Lord, we know you're able, oh God. Oh God, we look to the hills knowing that you're able to provide. Lord, remember them, oh God, as they go through. Lord, we pray for those who are sick in hospitals. We pray for those that are sick in nursing homes. Lord, we pray for those who are sick in their bodies. We are sending a healing word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are standing on Isaiah 53 and 5, for your word says that you were wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised, hallelujah, for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you, and it's by your stripes we are healed. So we send this healing word out here, there, and everywhere. Heal your people. Heal them mentally. Heal them in their emotions. Heal them physically. Heal them spiritually. Lord, heal the sin-sick soul today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, oh God, that you would save those who are unsaved in our families and here, there, and everywhere. Oh God, save, oh God, for we know you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh God, we send a word of conviction and repentance everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, save for your glory. We plead the blood over families. We plead the blood oh God, over those that's on this prayer line right now. Oh God, we plead the blood over families represented here on the prayer line. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over families, oh God, everywhere. We plead the blood, oh God, over marriages. Bless husbands and wives. Bless mothers and fathers. Bless the children. Oh God, we lift up, oh God, families everywhere before you. Lord, work it out, God. Oh God, we pray that you would put peace where there's turmoil and confusion. We send a word of peace, love, and joy, oh God, in families, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the children, oh God, that's on vacation. Lord, keep our children safe in the name of Jesus. Keep them from every hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against this gun violence. We come against the spirit of Cain. We come against that murdering spirit. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we rebuke the workings of the flesh in our nation. Oh God, we ask that you would forgive our nation, oh God, for turning from you. And Lord, we pray that, oh God, the hearts of the people would be turned back to you. We pray for godly leaders. Oh God, we pray for godly legislation in our government. God, in the name of Jesus, save our president. Save, oh God, Vice President Kamala Harris. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our government. We pray for the Congress. We pray for the House of Representatives. We pray for the senators. God, in the name of Jesus, shield them, save them, heal them, deliver them. Oh God, oh God, we lift up those, oh God, that's, oh God, that is working in prisons today, Lord. Oh God, we pray that you would send Christian workers in prisons, oh God. We pray, oh God, for our loved ones who are in prisons during this Christmas season, that they would have a mind to turn to you with their whole heart. Lord, we pray for the prisoners, one by one, name by name. Lord, you know them all. We lift up the correctional institution. God, in the name of Jesus, save, God, save, oh God, even the administration. Lord, we pray against work violence. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray against, oh God, foreign terrorism. We come against, oh God, domestic terrorism. God, in the name of Jesus, for the demonic plots and plans of the enemy, in Jesus' name, those that want to do harm to your people, Lord, we pray that they would be exposed and dealt with properly. Lord, we pray moreover that they would get a mind to be saved. But Lord, you said in your word that the law is for the lawless. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray you would have your way today in the lives of your people everywhere. Oh God, bless during this Christmas season. Lord, we pray that people would make room for you, oh God, like never before in their hearts, especially in times like these. May wise men and women continue to seek after your righteousness, that they would continue to seek after your wisdom, that they would seek after, oh God, your word in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us. Help us like never before to spend time with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to, oh God, spend time in your word. Oh God, help us to continue to intercede for those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Remember the homeless during this season, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, that are living in shelters. Lord, we are praying for those who are down and out, that they may turn to you through their circumstances, Lord, through their adversities. Let them cry out to you, Lord, and may they turn to you and give their hearts to you, Lord God, and they be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Give them a change of heart and mind. Lord, we thank you for doing all these things. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. I'm going to take a little break right here, and the wife will be back with the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to move the Bible to the kitchen table. The light's a little bit bright over there. And we're going to break and see if Minister Mary there, if there was a word from the pastor. We're getting close to the end of the week and close to the holidays. Maybe she have a word or something that she would like to share at this time. And we'll be right back. Minister Mary, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. We're so glad to just be among the saints this morning. And just most of all, Lord God, just to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. We give God the glory and the praise. And we're just so joyful in our hearts, so because we have a personal guarantee to know that we're in his presence. He said, "Where two or three gathered in my name, I am in the midst of it." So as we proceed on with the circle of friends this morning on prayer, praise, and deliverance, we are mindful of who we are at this time. Minister prayed, we are a holy people, a royal priesthood. We are ambassadors. So we're just so glad to be among the saints this morning, glad to be have an opportunity to share, to get up early in the morning in our places, distance places, you know, from all over the world. We share his glory. So we're just so grateful for this Thursday, December 23rd, yes, December 24th, I'm sorry. December 21st. 22nd. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's just such a joyful season, this season. And we want to just continue to stay focused on who we are, who we represent at this time. We know that Jesus is the reason for the season. So we are just so grateful to be mindful of who we are and who we stand for and who we represent and how we are praying this season. We have heard of news of an Arctic blast coming among us. That means some colder temperature that they have where and all the time, but those colder countries. So we just want to be prepared in the warning to do the things that we're supposed to do with our homes of just keeping them pipes and stuff wrapped and keeping the water flowing as much as possible. And that this is a good opportunity time to the oil that was anointed and we prayed over. So anoint your homes. Anoint your homes that no harm or danger will come nigh to the homes. Go around your house. Pray around it. You know, no falling trees or what have you may happen come about your dwelling. So we are just a grateful people, and we're thankful, Lord God, that we know that God is our provider, God is our protector, God is our covering, but we want to be mindful of two of things that we hear of that is taking place in our elements. So stay warm and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful season that is upon us, and we share it among each of us and giving all year long, not just once a year, but we give so much of ourselves as intercessors, praying continually, daily for our neighbors, our loved ones, praying for salvation, covering those people that is in our reach, the one that's incarcerated, the homeless nation. So we share all year long of that, and we will continue to share. We will continue to give God the glory and continue to praise God's name and continue to declare and decree the goodness of God over our lives daily in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for the healing of even in our bodies, healing of our nations, healing of our community, healing over the territory, our territories in Jesus' name. So we thank God this morning. We give God the glory this morning. We're in for a treat, for a mighty word of God from our Pastor Housley and his wife. So we're just so thankful. Thank you for all that have joined in this day in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank God.
Well,
we thank you. We thank you, Minister Mary. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we have one MIA. I pray that everything's well with Minister. Her name, she wasn't here yesterday. Okay, we're getting, I didn't get a people. I just forget names, but it'll come in a minute. But we're praying for her. She didn't know. She come every day. But anyway, the wife is going to read the Sister Gladys. She's MIA. We'll get there. We'll find out in a minute. The wife is going to read the scripture.
Yes.
And we'll be on in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Saints of the Most High God. The reading, praise the Lord, our scripture of the week, and it's found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. And it reads like this: "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." And certainly this is a very familiar scripture. It's a very familiar commandment that Jesus even gave to the disciples. On one occasion, we remember in the book of Matthew, one of the Pharisees had asked him, he said, "Lord, what is the great commandment in the law? What is the greatest commandment in the law?" And in Matthew 22:37, our Lord answers him and tells him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is likened to this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Jesus also makes it clear for us before he went to the cross in St. John 13:14. He said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So also you must love one another." And it's so important, saints of the Most High God, that Jesus himself said, "If you love me, keep my commandment. If you love me, you would obey my word." The proof of our love for Jesus is how are we sizing up our lives as far as loving our neighbor. You know, loving means to pray for that, pray for our family and friends as well as enemies, pray for our neighbors, be sincere in the concerns of others. We have to have a spirit of compassion where we are certainly moved by other circumstances, moved to the point that we are going to action. We'll begin to pray. We'll begin to remember to call up those, the elderly, those that are disabled, people that we know that may need our help, whether in a deed or a word of encouragement. So it's important, especially during this Christmas season, but the saints of the Most High God, we should be doing this every day, to pray and to call up those that we haven't called in a while and pray for them. Go to the hospitals. Pray for those who are less fortunate than yourselves. You know, so we have to check ourselves and make sure that we are truly fulfilling this commandment of Jesus to love our neighbor and to love one another, even as the Lord loved us. You know, God's love is that agape love, that unconditional love. You know, we have to remember that we are reflections of who Christ is. We are the embodiment of the Word of God as we be
as we walk in obedience, saints, we walk in the power, especially walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. We ought to be about our Father's business and being concerned for others, be so concerned that we would be moved to do something to show love for one another. It's not telephone call. Maybe it's a word that God wants you to, as you speak with them, you give them a word of encouragement, or then you find out maybe that person needs something in a material way or material nature. And if you're able to help that person do that, you know what I mean? It's so important that we put feet to our faith. We know faith without works is dead, saints. So we have to make sure that when we're talking about love, we're just not saying words just to beat the air, but it has to have substance to that love. You know, even the most difficult people. You know, when I was working at a facility, a daycare facility, there was a daycare director that was kind of rough with us, and she wasn't, you could say, the best of the directors that I've worked for down through the years. But the Lord gave me different ways to show love to her. You know, sometimes I would just pick up a coffee or pick up some donuts. You know, sometimes you have to go out your way sometimes to show the love of God. You know what I mean? So I had to beat back that feeling, oh, well, she gave me this assignment and it's not fair. She didn't put another person to help me with the children. I got to forget about all that and do what God say. And as I began to show this director some love and everything, you know, she saw me one day when I was sitting in the break room, and she saw me reading the Bible, you know, and so she came in there, she asked me, she said, you go to church, you know, so I shared with her, you know, about my testimony and how the Lord brought you know, he brought his love, his word to me, and how I got saved, and let her know what church I was going to. The next thing I knew, this lady was going to the same church I was going to. She became a member. So it just goes to show you, saints, we have to be obedient to the way God wants us to love and to show love to others. Sometimes it don't feel good sometimes, or don't, oh, God, are you sure you're speaking to me to do this? Or, you know, the Lord even is asked me and my husband to do things for other people. I mean, in the financial area. I'm not just saying this to boast about anything, but just to tell you, we found when we obeyed God and shared with someone else, God blessed our lives. So it's so important, saints, that we put feet, hallelujah, to the word loving one another. We need to be, because if we can't, say a person lives far away and we can't get to them, we could still call them, as I just said, call them, share the word of God. And again, if we're able to help them in some way. If it's a material thing, we could send them something, or, you know, make sure that we are truly loving our neighbor with our whole heart, as we should love God with our whole heart. We have to show compassion to others. We have to show forgiveness. This is another important item. I kind of mentioned it with the director that was kind of difficult, but I found out that we can break through that hardness of heart with our neighbor, with others, coworkers, that we find, you know, I call them difficult people to love at times. And we got to be real about it. They are people, and we got to admit it, that's a little difficult. But we have to ask God to help us. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul. I'm almost done. But Apostle Paul had this thorn in the flesh. And a lot of people say it was a sickness he had. And some people, we know in the Bible speaks of the enemy, the messenger of Satan would bother him. But what he did, he went to God in prayer. He said, God, take this thorn from me. So sometimes, you know, God may not move that situation, but God would touch us, and that he would bless us, that we would asked for his grace. And God told Apostle Paul, he said, my grace, son, is sufficient for you. And God is speaking to many of us on this prayer line to recognize that we must go to God in prayer. And he, with the situation, he will give you the grace to love. He will give you the grace to go through that situation. Sometimes we think the change should be in the other person, but sometimes God got to deal with us. And this is the case with Apostle Paul. God said, my grace, glory be to God, is sufficient for you. And Apostle Paul responded, he said, Lord, he said, I'll glory therefore in my situation. I glory in my thorn, in other words, that your grace may be upon me. See, God's grace represents his power, represents his presence, his Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. And this is what we need, saints, to get through the many trials and tribulations that we are faced with or will be faced with. Some of you may say, well, I'm not going through that right now, but keep on living. My bishop used to tell us that years ago, you know, when things seem hunky-dory, you know, we're young in the faith and everything. Oh, what could be wrong, bishop? You know, you're talking about, you know, keep on living. But we have to understand hard times knock on everybody's door. Adversities knock on everybody's door. You know, we have days of sunshine, days of rainy weather, stormy weather. But through it all, we've got to go to God in prayer to receive the power, to receive the Holy Ghost, to receive his grace, his mercy to get through various situations so that we could be successful in life. You know what I mean? And so even with this racial situation that we see ourselves in times like these, we have to ask God to give us forgiveness. It's so important that we forgive others as Christ forgave us. I'm almost done. I just want to throw this in here. Let's remember the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One of his last words after he was crucified, before he gave up the ghost, he said, Father, hallelujah, you know, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This should be our attitude toward the enemies, toward difficult people. Lord, they don't know what they do. Forgive them. And Lord, save them. Our next statement to the Lord should be, God, save them. Save them, God. They don't know what they do. Help them, God. Open their eyes. Lord, take the scales of unbelief. Take the scales of hatred, oh God, off their eyes. Lord, touch their heart, God. Take out that stony heart and give them a heart of flesh to obey you, to love you. Oh my God. Say to God, I got to pass the mic, but I want you to know that stay in the love of God. Listen, Jesus said, he said, people will know who you are through the love that you show. So let's continue to let our light so shine. Let's continue to bear the fruit of the Spirit, which we know is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, long-suffering, patience. And the Bible says against such there is no law. So saints, again, let's flow in the love of Jesus, because if Jesus, hallelujah, is truly abiding in us, we will reflect that love. We love you. Merry Christmas to you. And may the Lord continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you in the name of Jesus. Well, it's about that time to open up the lines. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to ask you for your name and brief testimony. We're on this side of the hour. We talked about the gun violence, hallelujah to God. And we're going to see if we can get that done and get up to the top of this hour. I said something yesterday, and it sort of pricked my heart, you know, and I try not to talk long about it. Someone came. I'll leave it alone. I probably have to talk to Pastor Darlene about it here. But anyway, a lot of times when we hear, we're live, we're on the ear. And we don't know who's coming to the archives. Okay, we'll talk about this in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't going to say nothing. But you don't know who comes on the line. And because we're on the line, and because you are who you are, because you're purchased by God, your heir of salvation, you're purchased by God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And this thing came back about someone asked one of the saints about praying for favor because they wanted to get a divorce. And the Lord interrupted, well, he don't interrupt nothing, he owns everything, but about addressing the situation while we're on the ear. Because if that's the case, everybody's justified in their own rights. They will ask, and that'll be like casting pearls before swine. And what happens is you have to be able to minister on to people in that. Because a lot of times people ask for things, but then there's always somewhere along the line sin at the base. I had a call yesterday from a mother, talked to her and her daughter, and she had a crying. She had to leave this guy, and the relationship is just not working out. Give me a minute here. And what was at the base of it was that God said to them, they want to buy a house, but they can't make it in the apartment before he started showing his colors and dating other women. You know how relationships go bad. And God told us, I said, God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness and all these other things be added onto you. Now you're in a situation where your emotions are involved, you got money together and everything, and you don't know what to do, and the mother sort of likes this guy here. But I think people don't change. When you enter into a relationship, you go to God and you seek his face. And that person that you tended on married or figure you want to hook up with or whatever word they use for it, they need to be almost 97 or 98% of what you want in life. Because if you try to change the 2%, it's going to be hard. Everybody figures out they're perfect in their own right. I thought about it, and the situation came up again. And then they said, what am I going to do now? I said, well, it's not too late. You don't have any children from the guy, and you're looking for him to change because you're dealing with emotions. And as I mentioned a little before, when a person is whole within themselves, when they know the love of God, when they know that God is providing everything that they have, came from God, their whole person, they really don't need anybody, just the way it is now, and women make just as much as a man, money as the man, or more so. And when you bring it there, then you can talk on other things like raising a family, come to an agreement of how you're going to serve the Lord, make an agreement of how you're going to go through life and enjoy yourself. Hallelujah to God. Meeting somebody and the kissing and the hugging, a hugging is going to come, but you need God at the base of it. And what it was a situation came up in my life, and they could have got a divorce. Could have got a divorce. It was valid, this, that, the other, everything checked out. It could have gone. I went to God. He said, no. I said, but this happened. That happened, Lord. It didn't make any difference. He said, I said, no. And when God says something, it's so because when the king says something, I don't want to ignore that today, but when the king says something, it becomes law. And God said, I said no. And that's all to it. That settles it. And you have to realize, and what Jesus said, he was the spoken word. He was the Logos. He was the spoken word of God. He was in the beginning. He said, it was not so from the beginning. We can't go against the word of God. That's our law. That's what we live by. Okay. If it offends anyone, you could talk to Mother, Pastor Darling, when you come back, you know. But it's for your edification, because we have children, they get married, and they figure they'll strike out, and we'll just jump into bed and make children. And if God blesses, he blesses them, and they get hurt and stuff, they want to keep you up all night long, you know. And nothing hurt my thing. My daughter had my head for this one. Because then when my daughter, she liked this person there. And I told her, look, daughter, I said, people usually put trash in the trash can. Daddy, you're supposed to be saved. I said, yeah, but you still put trash in the trash can. Now, if you're going to go pick up what fell on the ground, the best thing you can do is put it in the trash can where it belongs. And this person went, they got, you know, did their thing, and they wind up going to jail for about 15 years for drug and whatever. I tell the story. And she waited. Oh, she wouldn't tell Daddy nothing. You know, she's working. She's a grown woman paying the thing, sending them money and keeping them. And Christ came, and he died that we may have life and more abundantly. She's here in the love, or she's waiting on him. Never mind, he had children with other women, and they had a problem in the relationship. And matter of fact, I could wind up in jail because I was going to give him a part of the fivefold ministry when I got to New York, but he was in jail by that time. So she spent all this money, did all this here. When he came out, he didn't want to, when he went to jail. Certainly he didn't spend it. He had children, 15 of his years gone. But really what my feeling was, one night I was driving the truck, I got a call from him. He said, Mr. Halsey, please tell your daughter, stop calling my job, making this here. I didn't want her this, that, the whatever she said, and she please get her to leave me alone. That hurt my feeling more than anything else. And I told my daughter, I said, sweetheart, if someone don't love you, they don't love you. And you're a good-looking girl, you got a job, you're doing well and stuff. And that's it. I said, nothing hurt my feeling worse than that day, you know, that somebody had to call your parents and tell them, as old as you are, to stop you from pursuing this thing here. So I prayed for her. She's doing okay. She's getting a little bit happy now. She's not talking to me as much, but she must have somebody else on the line because we never crossed that line again. Didn't want to take this to the prayer line, but we're here because Paul admonished us that when we come together, have a song, a spiritual song, a hymn or something. We have about 15 minutes late left in the broadcast here, if this watch is working. I want to get your name, a very short testimony if you can. Thank God, I thought today was Friday, but today's Thursday, and we get on with the program. I hope that you got something out of the word today, and we're trying to do the best we can while the shepherd's away. Hallelujah, God, while they're on their missionary journey, okay? So God, let's have lines open, hallelujah. Please give your name, and we'll get right in the prayer. We're going to open up the line, not too much for testimonies today. If it's short, and if it's burning your heart and stuff, then we'll hear it. And we'll try to get to the back to the top of the hour. Thank you, sweetheart, for the word today.
Yes.
But hate to do this here, but you know, it's easier to stand before you than for me to stand before God. I have everything polished up, sitting there, tongue stuck to the roof of my head, and stand before him in the judgment. And he starts opening up the book and says, why didn't you uphold my word, you know? I don't want no trouble when I rise, okay? All right, lines open up. Give your name, please, and your testimony, your prayer request, hallelujah to God, and we'll move along here in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good morning, this Sister Yvonne. I thank God for being on this line, and thank y'all for the wonderful word this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Glad that you brought us here today.
Good morning. Good morning, this is Sister Marie, and y'all for the word. I always good to hear y'all host the line. And I want a prayer. It's a friend of the family, whose mother passed last Monday, and he had took care of her for years. And and they had prepared the funeral on Friday. He was found on his knees dead that Friday. So I wasn't able to make the mother's funeral because I had another one to go to. And so they're going to bury him tomorrow. And I got therapy today, water therapy today, and meet with my girls. And so I want to try to get down now. So I just pray that I get down there safely. Hopefully I don't get snowed in, that I have safe travel to and from. And everybody have a great day.
Amen. Where are you headed to?
Warner Robins, Georgia. That's below Macon.
Okay. 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 Now, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to thank God for, you know, prayers of everyone. And I also want to thank God for protection, well, prayer for protection of my granddaughter. She's in Nevada. Mm-hmm. She went to a ski lodge, horned her boyfriend. They went to a ski lodge there for Christmas and stuff, and God's protection. There's some place she never went before, and all the snow, they're going skiing. God's protection. Mm-hmm. I want to thank God to continue to give me strength and prayer for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Who's that there talking about? The phone was breaking up, and I didn't catch your name.
Gladys.
It sounded like Mr. Gladys. Mr. Gladys. Oh, okay. All right, all present in the counter for them. Amen. We have someone else. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I want to say good morning to everyone. I want to give my condolences to the people that she was sharing about. And I ask y'all to pray for my oldest daughter and her family. They're going on a Christmas trip, and they're not doing it at home. And I just pray that the Lord will cover them as everyone else on the road. And I ask y'all to pray for me. And God bless you. And I thank God for you and your wife for the unity, you know, because you showed me that it can be done. I never experienced marriage, you know what I'm saying? I had one biological child and two I adopted. But I just thank God for the unity of marriage. God bless.
Amen. It takes God to work 100%. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 200%. Amen. Hallelujah. We have someone else on the line. Glory to God. We have another prayer request, another name. Hallelujah to God. Well, we thank God for everybody. You know what came to mind this morning? God had spoken about the person that wanted favor when they go to this proceeding. But what was on my mind, I saw the news this morning, and I said, you know, people have to pay attention to what's going on in the world and what God is doing. But we get our minds set to do something, and we go on and do it. I said, "Oh Lord," to me, I said, "Well Lord, I just stay myself home, oh Lord God." What are you saying? If you go on here, protect you, and if you don't need to go, don't go. You know, because God loves the family, and all these people are traveling. It's going to take you to do intercessory prayer, and someone are going to take some fasting, and that God would change this weather. From what we see right now, make it favorable, because you got to go on the icy roads. I've been traveling for years. I mean, I go there and it looks like somebody threw trucks and cars all over the place up in Idaho, all up in that snow belt. Looks like somebody threw cars around like you threw a bunch of marbles on the ground, you know. And we got to pray that everyone would be safe. It takes a little time, slow down, you know, and use wisdom and see God. I'm not telling nobody not to go. I'm not telling everybody that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be tired of sitting around all this time. But God sent a warning before judgment come. Hallelujah to God. And this was the warning day. Okay. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to pray. Mm-hmm. Pray to all the prayer requests in. We're holding up Pastor Scholastica, Pastor Darlene, and the people that went with them. Hallelujah to God on the missionary journey. Mm-hmm. Say, well, they went to visit. Yeah, it's a missionary journey, but I can bet you a bottom dollar they're talking about for the love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's right.
And pray for your local churches. Hallelujah to God. We went to the Christmas program. The children did a beautiful job last night. And we talked about everything, and the message that I had planned, but the time ran out, was a Charlie Brown Christmas. And all the kids and the teenagers, all of them watched Charlie Brown and stuff. And I said, you were going to do that? You were going to do a Charlie Brown Christmas. And we're going to pray now. And I asked the children, I said, what is it about Charlie Brown? He had a tree, he danced around it. I said, no, it represented Christ, and he found the outcast, the tree that nobody didn't want, didn't have much. He bought it there. He put the ornament on it and danced around it. That's what the love of Christ does. He gets the outcast and the downtrodden and the hard, and he brings them in. He danced around them and rejoiced over them because they have given themselves to him, and they came back into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The line's open. We're going to do the corporate prayer here. Amen.
Yes,
sir. So go ahead and pray. Hallelujah to God, and continue to pray throughout this day and throughout this weekend that we come in. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Stop it out, God, in the name of Jesus.
Zip code 30296.
If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.